Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Neil Heaton. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Juan Benitez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The left fielder, John Shelby. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins strikes out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez strikes out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford strikes out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0-for-1 in the game. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rafford juggles the ball. That's an error on Rafford. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rafford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rafford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rafford strikes out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiggins hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley bunts towards first. Benitez scoops it up and throws to first, with Wiggins covering, for the out. Brunansky moves to second. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brunansky moves to third. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Don Osnow pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Gagné moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Beníquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beníquez is 0-for-2 in the game. Beníquez hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagné scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagné scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards third. Rayford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-2 in the game. Rayford hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-2 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagné scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heaton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Juan Bonilla now playing second base. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatcher strikes out. One out. Mark Salas pinch hits for Steve Lombardozzi. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagné is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagné is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gagné hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 1, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.